listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Are you ready for what might be one of the more unusual illustrations that you've ever seen in the Old Testament? Today, I want to talk to you about a peg that's set in a secure place. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 22, starting at verse 23, where we read, "I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the posterity, all vessels of small quantity, and from the cups to all the pitchers. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off. For the Lord has spoken." This unusual and striking text deals with two men. Shebna was a servant of King Hezekiah. He was both a steward over the house and a scribe. These were both positions of honor and responsibility. Shebna was one of King Hezekiah's chief assistants. The other man is Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. He's mentioned in passages for like 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 18, and Isaiah chapter 36. He was another assistant to King Hezekiah. This passage, Isaiah chapter 22, verses 23 through 25, speaks of how God will remove Shebna from his place of service and authority and would replace him with Eliakim. And it uses the image of a peg to make the point. Now, what was the significance of the peg? In those days, houses didn't really have cupboards or storage closets as we think of them. Things such as cups and pitchers and bowls were stored on pegs that were set up all around the room. If something was on its peg, it was usually safe and secure. It was stored properly and ready for use at the appropriate time. God used this picture to say that his new leader, Eliakim, would be strong, would be secure, and that others could hang on him or depend on him. Because the Lord established Eliakim's authority, it was secure. God said, "I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place." Shebna sought glory for himself, but he was going to find shame. But Eliakim was the Lord's servant, and he would become a glorious throne to his father's house. You see, the godly Eliakim was a secure peg and could spiritually support his father's house and even all of his offspring. The text and the idea of a peg speaks to us about the work of Jesus in our life. First, in order to make room for Jesus, there must be an overthrow of somebody else. Just as it was said of Shebna, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, so that whoever stands in the place of Jesus in our life must be removed. In other words, God had to remove Shebna to make room for Eliakim. There could only be one peg in the house of the Lord. The glory of Shebna had to fall. Now for us, all confidence in what we are must be pulled out. All confidence in what we promise or resolve to be, it must be pulled out. Now we got to pull all that out so that we can put our confidence in Jesus. Second, anything that's put on the wrong peg will crash down. It says here, the burden that was on it will be cut off. Only Jesus is strong and stable enough to bear our load. And whatever we hang on, something else is destined to fall. Third, the text tells us why it is good for us to rest on the peg that represents Jesus Christ. Number one, it makes sense because God the Father has appointed Jesus to that role. It says, "I, will fasten him as a peg in a secure place. Secondly, it makes sense because it is secure for the future. Isaiah said he will become a glorious throne. And third, it makes sense because the Christian's entire security is placed upon Jesus. Again, Isaiah wrote this, they will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. Finally, we remember that the safety isn't in the size or the quality of the vessel, but in its attachment to the peg. In other words, you don't have to be strong yourself, but you just simply have to be securely attached to the strong and perfect Jesus. He is like a peg set in a secure place, and you can rest entirely on him. Trust in that promise today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.